Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Samech Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, 9 lines from the top of Daf Samech Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Fega Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Chaya Sara bas Yenta, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindl bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Beib. So yesterday we began the 7th perek of Masechtas Yevamos. It's a short perek. It's Miut HaKamus. But as we already saw, it's Rov HaEichos. The name of the perek is Almona L'Koyen Gadol. The topic of the perek is the halachos of Truma, which, of course, not coincidentally, coincides with Parshas Emor, which is, number one, where you have the halacha of Almona L'Kohen Gadol, which is the name of the parak, and more specifically, the Iker Parsha of Truma is mentioned in the Torah here in Parshas Emor. So what we're learning is not just the daf, but it's also very much the Parshas HaShavua. It's very much in Yonah D'Yayim. So just to recap and precap, so that we can, Be'ezus Hashem, segue smoothly into today's daf. It says in the Torah, V'koyen ki yikne nefesh, kinyan kaspoy, hu yoichaboy. If a koyen will have a kinyan kaspoy, the halach is, the kinyan kaspoy is able to eat truma. And Chazal learned from here two halachas. Number one, if a koyen has an eved, Shifcha, Eved Knani, Shifcha Knanis, not to be confused with an Eved Ivri and an Amma Avriya, but if a Kohen has an Eved Knani or a Shifcha Knanis, the halacha is the Eved and the Shifcha are allowed to eat Truma. Additionally, Chazal learned from this Pasuk that a Bas Yisrael Shenisseis L'Kohen, if you have a girl who is not a Kohen, but she's married to a Kohen, she too is considered Kinyan Kaspi of the Kohen, who Yoichaboy, the halacha is that she is allowed to eat Truma. Now, the first Mishnah of the Perek discussed the halacha of Avdei Milug and Avdei Tzoyim Barzal as it relates to their ability to be able to eat Truma. So what's Avdei Milug and what's Avdei Tzoyim Barzal? Avdei Milug is where a woman brings Nechsa Milug into her marriage and the Nechsa Milug are in the form of slaves. They're in the form of Avadim. Avdei Tzoyim Barzal is when a woman brings Nechsa Tzoyim Barzal into the marriage and the Nechsa Tzoyim Barzal again are in the form of Avadim. So really, in order to understand the nuances and the differences and the discrepancies between Avdei Milug and Avdei Tzoyim Barzal, what we need to understand is the chilukim between Nechsa Milug and Nechsa Tzoyim Barzal. So what's the chilek? Simply put, a woman that brings nechasim into a marriage, on some level, are going to belong to her in the event that the marriage is terminated. In terms of the specific choshe mishpat status of these nechasim, it depends on how these nechasim were labeled at the time of the marriage. Were they labeled as nechse malug? Were they labeled as nechse tzayim barzal? In the event that they were labeled as nechse malug, the way halacha treats these possessions is as if they belong to the woman. Stating that, because of the schosim that the husband has in his wife as a relate to the marriage, the halach is that he's allowed to eat any income, any payros that the nechsa maluk produces. So the actual keren, the physical asset, belongs to the woman. However, anything that it produces is going to belong to the kohen. In the event that the woman chooses to have the nechasim be treated as nechsa tzayim barzal, then it's different. Then what we say is that the husband is the one that actually owns the nechasim. Now, yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought a machlokes amiram related to it, but simply put, it's going to belong to the husband. However, he's going to have an obligation in the event that the marriage is terminated, meaning whenever she collects her ksuba, she's also going to collect whatever the value of the nechsa tzayim barzal was at the time of the marriage. Simply put, asher negeya le'inyoneinu, right? Every sugya, when you learn nechsa miluk, nechsa tzayim barzal, there's another prat that's negeya. The prat that we need right now is very, very simple. Nechsa miluk, the isha is the one that owns the asset. Nechsa tzayim barzal, it's the man that owns the asset. What does it have to do with the sugyas of Almona L'Kohen Gadol? What does it have to do with the halachas of Truma? Because we said that the halacha is that avadim are able to eat Truma. Now, Eved only eats Truma in the event that the master is able to eat Truma. So if the woman brought avodim into the marriage, and you want to determine now whether these avodim are going to be able to eat truma, or are they not going to be able to eat truma. The first question you ask yourself is, well, are they avdei milug, or are they avdei tzoyim barzel? Were they avodim, but avodim that were termed nechse milug, then they're avdei milug, or were they avodim that were termed nechse tzoyim barzel, in which case they're going to be avdei tzoyim barzel. If they're avdei milug, so they belong to the isha. If they belong to the isha, so then the halacha is, they'll eat truma in the event that the isha is able to eat truma. If they're avdei tzoyim barzel, so then they belong to the man. If they belong to the man, they'll be able to eat truma in the event that the man is going to be able to eat truma. So what's the halacha? If a woman comes into a marriage, she has avdei milug, she has avdei tzoyim barzel. So the Mishnah said, it's very simple. The halacha is, bas Yisrael shenisal kayin vehichnisal yavodim bein avdei milug bein avdei tzayim barzel harei elu yoichle betruma memonav shach. Either way, said the Mishnah, they're going to be able to eat truma. Why? If they're avdei tzayim barzel, so they belong to the husband. The husband's able to eat truma, so they're able to eat truma. It's kinyan kaspa of the husband. In the event that they were avdei milug, so then they really belong to the woman. But the woman herself is able to eat truma, and because she herself is able to eat truma, so the halacha is that her avadim are also able to eat truma. The Gemara referred to it as kinyanoi shekana kinyan oichel. But the point is that Mamon of Shach said the Mishnah, that lach is these avadim will be able to eat truma. Our Mishnah, and really the entire daf today, is going to discuss and really pick up where that halacha left off. And that is, what happens if, again, you have a Bas Yisrael that was Nisus L'Koyin, and she brought avadim into her marriage, and then the Koyin died. The question is, now, what's going to be the halacha with these avadim? Will these avadim be able to eat truma? Will they not be able to eat truma? What is it going to be talian? Well, number one, is it avdei milug or is it avdei tzayim barzel? But as we're going to see, the Mishnah is going to begin. The opening line of the Mishnah is going to say a very, very big vart. That's going to be the primary topic of the daf. But in terms of what today's daf is going to discuss, we're continuing to discuss avdei milug, avdei tzayim barzel, as it relates to their ability to eat truma in the event that the woman was a Bas Yisrael shenisnes l'koyin. What happens in the event the koyin dies? If the koyin didn't die, that's yesterday's Mishnah. Hare elu yoichle b'tshuma. It's very straightforward. Mamon of shachtei would eat tshuma. The question is, what happens if the koyin dies? Then already, as we're going to see, it gets a lot more complicated, and that's going to be the topic of today's daf. Now, one other thing that we have to remember, it's a pasuk in the Torah, but we just have to be mindful of it, and that is that a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen, the halacha is she eats truma. What happens when the Kohen dies? It depends. If she has children, so the halacha is she continues to eat truma because of her children. If, however, she had no children, so then the halacha is she ends up going back to her father's house, quote unquote, and being that her father is not oichel truma, she's not going to be able to eat truma. So with that, akdama zok the Hilige Mishnah. Bas Yisrael, shenisus l'koyin, a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kohen, umeis, and then the Kohen died, v'hinicha me'uberes, and he left her, this woman, this almana, pregnant. Says the Mishnah, lo yoichlu avadeh b'tshuma. Her avadim are not allowed to eat truma, mipnei chalkei shel uber. Because of the fact that the uber is a shtickle yoyresh, he's a shutif, he's a baldover, and he messes up the avadim from being able to eat truma. And the reason is sheha uber paisel, because an uber in general is able to cause problems when it comes to achilas truma. The enoi meichel doesn't have the ability to be meichel when it comes to eating truma. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, as I hold Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi just said a lot, and Rashi unpacks the words of Rabbi Yossi, and really Rashi's coming from what we're going to learn in the course of the Gemara. So let's just explain Pasha Pshan in the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael, shenisus l'kayin. Straightforward, Bas Yisrael was married to a kayin. Umeisi died. Also, unfortunately, straightforward. V'hinicha me'uberes. And he left this woman in Almana, and she was a me'uberes. Rashi adds that not only did he leave her a me'uberes, but he also left other children. Meaning, there were children in addition to the me'uberes. That's important. Because of the fact there were children in addition to the me'uberes, so this almana is going to continue to be able to eat truma. Because even though she's a Bas Yisrael, and she was only eating truma because she was kinyan kaspa of her husband, and now her husband died, but that's what we said, that the halach is, as long as she has children, she's able to continue to eat truma. Okay. Says the Mishnah, lo yoichlu avadeh b'tshuma. However, if she's a mu'beres, her avot vadim shouldn't eat truma. Zok Rashi, which avadim are we referring to? We're referring to the avdei tzoyin barzel. The avdei tzoyin barzel belong to the husband. When the husband dies, they belong to the yorshim of the husband. Says Rabbi Yossi that the avdei tzayim barzel are not going to be able to eat truma, and the reason is because being that she's a muberes, mipnei chelchei shel uber, the uber is a yoresh. We're going to see the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi holds a mezakel uber's kano, that an uber is able to have a choshev mishpat kinyan in an inyan, and being that he now becomes a shtikel shutif in this yerusha, so it comes out one of the owners of the avdei tzayim barzel is an uber, and Rabbi Yossi holds an Uber's poisel in a meichel, that an Uber does, it messes up people who ordinarily would be able to eat truma from eating truma. However, an Uber will never give you the schus, will never allow you to be able to eat truma. What's the point? The point is that there are a bunch of brothers. Now, these brothers, the sons of the man that died, they're going to be the Yarshim. But there's an Uber that's a shutif. Now, the sons are regular kohanim. They're avdei tzayim barzel, would be able to eat truma. But the Uber is enei meichel, and he's poisel. So the problem is the Uber himself doesn't have the ability to be meichel b'truma, and it's the Uber that's going to mess everyone up. Now, as it relates to the Nechsem Alug, that's not an issue. The Uber doesn't get involved in the Nechsem Alug. Why not? Because who owns the Nechsem Alug? The woman does. The woman didn't die. So there's no Yerusha. She's the same woman that she always was. It's the man that died. So really, where this gets impacted is only in the man's avadim. The man's avadim are the avdei tzayim barzel. And that's why, even though Rabbi Yossi didn't say it in the Mishnah, he just said, lo based on the Gemara that we're going to learn, he doesn't mean all the avadim. What Rabbi Yossi is referring to is specifically the avdei tzayim barzel. Amrulai, they told Rabbi Yossi, me'acha sheyadu talanu abas Yisrael l'koyin. You said your halacha regarding abas Yisrael shenisus l'koyin. That over there, in the event that the man dies, leaves over children, and she was a mu'uberes, the halacha is that the uber is poisel. Ve'enoy Michael, as a result, he messes up the avdei tzayim barzel from being able to eat truma. Why do you only say regarding abas Yisrael l'koyin? L'chayra af bas koyin l'koyin. Umei svehindicha mu'uberes lo yoichlu avadeh b'truma b'nei chelke shel uber. Shouldn't the halacha be the same if it was a bas koyin? Right, every word matters. So why is it only true for abas Yisrael? Shouldn't it be true for abas koyin as well? Our Mishnah leaves us hanging. Our Mishnah doesn't say what Rabbi Yosef's response was to the Chachamim. The Gemara is going to bring braces that are going to really get involved. We'll understand Rabbi Yosef's shita Be'ezus Hashem a lot better, and we'll understand what Rabbi Yosef's tshuva was to the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yosef said a big chiddush. Rabbi Yosef said essentially a halacha that in the event that a man dies, he leaves over avadim, and his wife was a mu'uberes. So the halacha is that the avadim are no longer going to be able to eat truma. And the reason is because even though the avadim belong to the yarshim who are koyhanim, so technically they're the kinyan kaspoy of the yarshim, but there's an Uber. This Uber is a shotif, and the Uber is Enei Meichel. He somehow messes up the picture. So because the Uber has a Schos Yerusha, he can't be Meichel the Truma. So because of this one shotif, that's an Uber, everything gets thrown off. The question is why? Rabbi Yossi didn't explain himself. What's the problem with an Uber? Why should an Uber mess up the situation? The Bnei Yeshiva had a shayla. They weren't sure why an Uber is a problem. They had to study. Time in the Rabbi Yossi is b'shanah Rabbi Yossi. Mishum the kasava Uber b'mei zara zaru. Maybe he held that an Uber who's in the womb of a zara is a zar. Meaning an Uber b'mei koyhenes maybe would be a koy. But an Uber b'mei zara is a zar. Some achrenim say this is based on the sugya of Uber Yerachimai. But the point is that maybe Rabbi Yossi held that the reason the Uber is a problem is because the Uber is a zar. His father's a koy. And I thought if your father's a koy, you're a koy. That's once you yoytze la'aver oylam. But when you're an Uber, then you're buttled, you're toughled to the mother, and if the mother is be'etzem a zara, so you're going to be a zara as well. Oh, and that's Pshan Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that being that one of the shutfin over here is a zara, so a zara is not Michael Betruma, and even though all the other brothers are, but one isn't, and the one that isn't, he spoils it for everybody else. I don't know. Or maybe there's a different part. It's Yulud Michael, she'en Yulud, ain't Michael. It could be, it's not because he's a zara. Really, he's not a zara. Really, he's a kohen. So if he's a kohen, why is the Uber going to be a problem? Could be there's a din that only someone that was born has the ability to be Michael, but somebody that wasn't born yet doesn't have the ability to be Michael. So the Gemara says, "My nafkamino." So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you what the nafkamino is: lo uber bimei koyhenes." The nafkamino would be if he had an uber bimei koyhenes. If the reason is because uber bimei zara zar, so this uber is not bimei zara. This uber is bimei koyhenes. If the reason is yulud Michael she'en yulud enei Michael, so lemaisa, what's the difference if the mother's a zar if the mother's a koyhenes? At the end of the day, enei yulud enei Michael. So the Gemara says, "My, what's the halacha? I mean, which one of these Taimim is the real reason for Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, "Oh my Rabbi, Rabbi said, Haynu Taimim Rabbi Yossi. I'll tell you Pshan and Rabbi Yossi. The Gosef Rabbi Yossi holds Uber Bimei Zara Zaru. That's the reason Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, no, I like the other reason. He said, Yolud Meichel Shein Yolud Einoy Meichel. So it was Machlekes Amirav, Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. What the Iker reason is of Rabbi Yossi? So the Gemara Meisvei. I'll ask you a Kash. Omelay the Rabbi Yossi. They told Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. They said Meyacha Shei Adat Alonu Abas Yisrael LeKoyin Bas Koyin LeKoyin Mahu. You said that Alocha regarding a Bas Yisrael LeKoyin, right? It was pretty clear. What would be the halacha related to a Bas Koyin LeKoyin? Amal Hemsi told them, so this is already not from our Mishnah, this is a Brais. So he told them, Zushamati. So I'll tell you the truth. You want to know why I said Bas Yisrael LeKoyin? Because Zushamati. I had a Mesoira about a Bas Yisrael LeKoyin. And I was saying over Masha Shamati, what I had heard from my Rebbes. This is what I heard. Abba Vizu Loi Shamati. This I never heard. What does it mean I never heard? Rashi says, Loi shamati le iser ela le teira. Now, I'm sorry, I don't know, and that's why I didn't say, no, I do know. I don't know, I never heard that it's a problem, because vaket, it's really not a problem. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is clear that Rabbi Yossi holds it's only a bas Yisrael shenisses l'koyin where the uber gets in the way, but a bas koyin shenisses l'koyin, the uber doesn't get in the way. So the Gemara says, yeah, bishlem ubi meizar azarhu. Bishlem upshan Rabbi Yossi is because he holds ubi meizar azar, like Rabbi said, hainu de kabalezu shamati vizulay shamati. That's why he said mefurish, that it's only negeya a bas Yisrael, not a bas koyin, because like the Gemara said, my nafkamino would be if it was a bas kohenis, and Rabbi Yossi holds bas kohenis is led. Because clearly he holds the whole svar is Obi Meizar Azar Elo Yamri Dulud Michael Shen Yulud Einay Michael. But if you're going to tell me Pshat is like Rav Yosef, that time of the Rabbi Yosi Maizu Shamati Vezulay Shamati Ihihi, it's Dachter Zelbazak. What difference does it make? It has nothing to do with Obi Meizar Azar. It has to do with Yulud Michael Vein Yulud Einay Michael. And the Gemara said Mefurish, this would be the Nafkamino. It's Mefurish in Rabbi Yosi, and the Gemara says, you would think this is Tufta, right? Gemara says, no, Kasha. This is not a tiufto, this is really a kasha. Zok de Gemara. Next part of the daf. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Very much me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Zu divrei Rav Yosi. The halacha of the Mishnah was divrei Rav Yosi. And Rav Yehuda said, I heard from Shmuel, who said, quote, Zu, the words of the Mishnah, are divrei Rav Yosi. Aval chachamim oimrim, the chachamim hold, yesh loy banim oichlam yishum banim, ein loy banim oichlam yishel achim. If there's sons, then the avdei tzayim barzol li because of the sons. If there are no sons, the avdei tzayim barzol li because of any brothers that there might be. Ein loy achim, if there's no brothers, oichlam yishum mishpacha kula, they can eat because of any one of the other relatives. But the point is, it doesn't matter if she's a muberes or if she's not a muberes. As long as this yarshim, there's always going to be yarshim. So the halachas, the adi tzayim barzel are always going to be able to continue to eat. In other words, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zu divrei Rav Yosi. These are the words of Rav Yosi, but the chachamim argue. So the Gemara says the word zu sounds like veloy sfirale, right? Zu, the Gemara makes the stick often is veloy sfirale. These are the words of Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi holds that way, but I don't hold that way. So the Gemara says, is that true? Zuvaloy svirle, loshin bitmiya, ha'amalei Shmuel the Rav Chana Bigdasash. Shmuel himself told Rav Chana Bigdasash, puk aisili be'asara. I want you to please bring a minion. So what do you need a minion for? I'm shun gedavin. What do you need a minion? I said, I'm going to tell you why. De'emalach ban payu, because I want to say this berabim, ha'mezakalu uber kano, that if someone's mezakalu uber, the loch is he's kaino. What does this have to do with our sugya? Because the Gemara holds that the only reason to argue with Rabbi Yosi would be, meaning, Rabbi Yossi sounds like he said a lot of chedushim. But the only reason to argue with Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, would be if you hold hamazak al uber is not koin. If a uber is not koin, he doesn't have the ability to make a kinyan. So the fact that she's a muberes is neither here nor there. Once you hold a mazak al uber is kano, that means an uber has an ability to be koin. Oh, he has ability to be koino, he's a shotif. He's a shotif, so now already have any boil. You have two tzad and what Rabbi Yossi might mean. But the Gemara says, if Shmuel holds Hamazakal Uber's koino, now he doesn't hold that way. It's Gezuk Berabim, right? He called a minion together and he says, I want everyone to know. Let it be known. Hamazakal Uber's koino. So if that's the case, he for sure should hold like Rabbi Yossi. Again, you could argue, Mechatesi, just because he holds Hamazakal Uber's koino, maybe disagrees with the Svara of Obim Mezara, and he disagrees with the Svara of Yulud Michael Sheini Yulud Ene Michael. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that if Shmuel held a mazak luber kana, he would hold like Rabbi Yossi. So if that's the case, why did he say zu? Zu divrei Rabbi Yossi sounds like zu veloy sfirle lechayra.
You see, he holds a mazak l'berkana, which means he should hold like Rabbi Yosef. Gemara says, "Ela zuv v'sfirulei, not zuv v'loy sfirulei, zuv v'loy sfirulei." So the Gemara says, "My kamashlan." Okay, so if that's the case, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is the pligi rabbanu led Rabbi Yosef. That's the chiddush. That's what he was trying to say. He was trying to say the pligi rabbanu led. But the Gemara says, "Won't be pligi." That's also not true. The Amar Rabbi Zakai said, "Zu edus head Rabbi Yosef yipishmai v'atali." The following testimony was said in the name of Rav Shmaya, of Shmaya of Avtalian. It's Rav Shmaya. That's a mistake. It's Shmaya of Avtalian. It was Shmaya of Avtalian. And who said this? Rabbi Yossi did. The Hoiduloi. And they were moided to him. So it sounds like everybody agreed to Rabbi Yossi. I mean, Rabbi Yossi said this over B'Shem someone. How do you know we said over B'Shem someone? We saw that already earlier in the daf. Zu Shamati, Zu Loi Shamati. So now we have that extra piece of information, that extra detail. Who he said it over in the name of? Who was it? It was in the name of Shmaya of Avtalian. The Hoiduloi. It sounds like everybody was Moida. Someone says, it's not true. There's actually no Machloikis. I'm Rav Ashi says, no, Miktani Vikiblu. Vikiblu would mean they were Makabal. The Hoiduloi Tani. You know what the Hoiduloi means? Interesting Gemara. The Mestabra Taime. They said, I hear. Right? Sometimes you have an argument with someone in learning, and he says, I hear. You think that means that he's Makabal and Nechte Getog? I hear means, I hear. You're saying good. Aber, I still stand by what I stand by. So they were Hoiduloi. They said, I hear. Right? They said, you're tiny good. Mestabra Taime. Why did they think sich? Some of them had a Messiah in that way, or whatever it was. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says that La'olam Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. Why would he have to hold like Rabbi Yossi? Because he holds a Mazakal Uberskana. So what did he mean when he said, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi? What he meant to say was that the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't the Gemara say when Rabbi Yossi said it over the name of Shmaya Avtalian, they were Hoidu? Yeah, it doesn't say they were Kiblu. It says they were Hoidu. La'olam, they were arguing. And that's exactly what Shmuel was coming to say. Next part of today's daf. Tanu Rabbanan. So really, the first two parts of the Gemara's analysis of the Mishnah war. Number one, Iboiluhu, what's Pshat and Rabbi Yosef? Machlik is Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, two distinct Pshatim. Felt like the Gemara checkmated Rabbi Yosef, but ultimately the Gemara said, I hear. Nunu, the Gemara said, Kasha. Second part of the daf was, Amr Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yosef, which Lamaskana just means that Rabbi Yosef is a Das Yachid, but really the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yosef. So we know already from this last Gemara that we just learned that there's Bali Plukta on Rabbi Yosef. The Mishnah sounds that way a little bit, Divrei Rabbi Yosef, but it wasn't Muchach, and we needed the great Shmuel to clarify it for us. Zu Divrei Rabbi Yosef. That it's not just Divrei Rabbi Yosef, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yosef, and really the Chachamim are Chaylik with Shmuel. So the Gemara now is going to do what it often does in Signun HaTalmud, and that is the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa, which number one is going to be Marchiv on the Mishnah. The Mishnah was very awesome. When we read the Mishnah, we read it again with Pirish Rashi, because you possibly couldn't even read the words without Rashi. You have to know, we talk about Avdi Milug, Avdi Tzayim Barzel, she was a Muberis, are the other children, they're not other children. So there was some very pertinent information that Rashi helped us out with Pasha to get through the Mishnah. We mentioned at the time, Rashi got it from the Sugya. Really, Rashi got it from a Braisa that the Gemara is about to mention right now. It's a classic example where Braisa mentions the halacha of the Mishnah, but b'yeser se'esu b'yeser ois, and really in two ways. Number one, it's just a little more expressive, it's wordier. Kedarkin shala braises. V'oid, the brais is going to mention two additional shitas hatanon. Zok di gemar, tanu rabbanim, hiniyach banim. That what happens in the event that Abbas Yisrael was nisus l'koyin, he died and he left over sons. All he left over were sons, right? There were children. So the halachas elu ve'eich, lukoich, oichlen, say the avdi milug, and say the avdi tzayim barzel are going to be able to eat. The avdi milug are going to be able to eat because they're hurav adam anyways. And the avdi tzayim barzel are going to be able to eat because he died, left over yarshin. Now they're the yarshin's of adam. So what's going to be the problem? Hinicha muberes. What if there were no children? And all there was a muberes. Then the halachas elu ve'eilu, ein oichlen, no one's going to be able to eat. The avdi tzayim barzel are not going to be able to eat because, like we said, the uber doesn't have the ability to be Michael. We're going to see this is going to be the sheet of Rabbi Yosef, just to give it away. Rabbi Yosef holds an Uber stairs even if there are Yarshim, Kal V'chaim if there are no Yarshim. So the Avdi Tzayim Barzel for sure not going to be able to eat, and the Avdi Melunga also not going to be able to eat. And the reason is, B'pnei Sho Uber Poisel V'einoy Michael, because she had no other children. She's a Bas Yisrael. She's supposed to go back to her father's house. Ah, you'll tell me she's a Muberes, Al Zen Nemar Uber Einoy Meichel. The Uber doesn't have the ability to Meichel, and therefore, no one's going to be able to eat. Hinich Banim v'hinicha Muberes. What happens if he left over sons and he left over Muberes? Which the way Rashi was Mefarish was the Mishnah. Then the Braisa says, Avdi Milug Oichlin Kederach She'echelas. The Avdi Milug continued to eat the way she was always able to eat, because nothing changed as far as the Avdi Milug go. Avdi Tzayim Barzal lo Yoichlu. The Avdi Tzayim Barzal not going to be able to eat Mipnei Chelkoi Shel Uber. Because of the Uber. So Uber Poisel Einoy Meichel. This is mamish
our Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, but whereas our Mishnah just gave us one sliver of Rabbi Yossi, and Rashi had to be mefarish the whole Arum and Arum and everything else that's going on, this Braisa says it mamish, articulately, it's very, very clear, everything is mefarish in the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, he said Mishum Aviv, in the name of his father, this is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi talking in the name of Rabbi Yossi. It's going to play out in the end of the daf that he said it in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Habas Macheles, Haben Enei Meichel. Habas has the ability to be Macheles, the Ben does not have to be Meichel, it does not have the ability to be Meichel. At this point, this line is clearly not as mefurish as the first part of the Braisa. In fact, it sounds like Sisrei Torah. And at the end of the sugya, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly this means. Reb Shimon Bei Yochai was the third shita. He said, Scharim, in the event that there was one Zachar, Rashi is Mashana the Gerson, the Gemara a little bit. Zacharim, if there was one Zachar, then the Allah is Yoichlu, that everyone's allowed to eat. Meaning, even if she's a Mi'uberes, she's going to be allowed to eat. However, Kula Nikevois, if they were all Nikevois, Lo Yoichlu, then the halacha is that the Nikevois, then that the Avodim will not be able to eat. And the reason is Shemi Yimatze Uba Zachar, because we're afraid that maybe the Uber, she's a Muberes, is going to end up being a Zachar. The Ein LeBonois B'mokim HaBen Klum. And the Bonois don't Yarshin anything in the event that there's a Ben, and it's for that reason, in that case, the Aloch is that the Abdi Tzayim Barzal are not going to be able to eat Truma. So again, the Braisa brought three shitas. The shita of Rabbi Yossi, the shita of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, the shita of Rabbi Shimon Meichel. The shita of Rabbi Yossi was gewaldig. It's everything we've been talking about up until this point. The shita of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is very unclear. It's one line. Habas Machelas HaBen Einoi Meichel. The Gemara is going to discuss it. The shita of Rabbi Shimon Meichel is also not so clear. Scharim, if there's one Zachar, then the Halacha is Yoichlu. Kula Nikevois, however, if they're all Nikevois, so then the halacha is Lo Yoichlu. And the reason is Shemi Yimatze Uber Zachar, because maybe the Uber is going to be a Zachar. The Ein LeBonois B'Makom HaBen Klum, and the Bonois don't Yarsh B'Makom HaBen. So the Gemara now is going to go backwards. The Gemara is going to be Mefarish the Braisa. First, it's going to explain the Sheet of Rishon Baichai, who's the third Sheet to mention the Braisa. Then it's going to explain the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who is the second Sheet, and the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, we explained already. That was the first part of that. So that's not something we're going to even have to explain. So the Gemara now is going to explain the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon Baichai, and then the Gemara can explain the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So again, we're going to focus now on Rabbi Shimon Baichai. So I think it's Kedai just to give it away and just explain what the Gemara is going to say about Shitas Rabbi Shimon Baichai, and I think it's just going to make the Gemara flow a little more smoothly. It's going to be clear that Rabbi Shimon Baichai be Yisoidai held like Rabbi Yossi. He held like Rabbi Yossi that Hamzak Lubas Kano, and he held like Rabbi Yossi either that Uber Bimei Zar is a Zar, or Yulud Meichel Vashi Eni Yulud Eni Meichel. Chalik is Rabbi Yossi, whatever Pshan Rabbi Yossi is. But Be'etzim he holds that an Uber is able to get in the way. But whereas Rabbi Yossi said that as long as he niach mu beres, the halacha is the Abdi Tzayim Barzal are not allowed to eat because of the Uber, Reb Shim Baruchai, the great Rashbi said it depends. Amol ya amol nisht. What does it depend on? Is there one zachar or are they kul on the kefas? If there's one zachar, so then the halacha is Abdi Tzayim Barzal are going to be able to eat. If they're all the kefas, so then the halacha is that the Abdi Tzayim Barzal are not going to be able to eat. What does it matter? If the surviving children are zachar and the kefas, klapi the Abdi Tzayim Barzal, it shouldn't really matter. It seems that depending on whether the surviving children are schar min akevis, chaps and afgamino, whether the uber is going to shter or the uber is not going to shter, but b'marav shach, if the uber shters, it shters, and if the uber doesn't shter, it doesn't shter. So l'churu, what's pashup shat? So the Gemara is going to explain as follows. The Gemara is going to say that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai held that in the event that there's a zachar, then you don't have to worry about the uber. You know why? Because the halach is that an akeva doesn't yarshin B'mokim azachar. Okay. Because in a keva doesn't get any Yerusha B'mokim azachar, this woman that's pregnant right now, what are the possibilities in terms of what exactly she's going to give birth to? So there's a chance it's going to be a zachar. There's a chance it's going to be in a keva, but there's always a small chance that the child is going to miscarry. As a result, if you want to ask yourself, is this child going to be a zachar? It's only a small chance that it's going to be a Zachar. Now, it might be a 49% chance, but it's a less than 50% chance that the child is going to be a Zachar. Is it going to be in a Keva? It's a less than 50% chance it's going to be in a Keva. Is it going to be a Nephil? Obviously, it's a very, very small chance it's going to be a Nephil. But really, each one of the three possibilities is less than 50%. It's always a tzad min. Just to explain a little bit better. The assumption in halacha always is that when a woman's about to give birth to a child, there's a 50% chance it's a zachar, 50% chance it's in a keva. But because there's a chance that the child is going to miscarry, so really what it is, it's less than 50 zachar, less than 50 in a keva. Let's say there's a 1% chance the child's going to miscarry. So that means you're only playing with 99%. So it's half of 99% zachar, half of 99% that it's going to be in a keva, which means that it's less than roiv that it's going to be zachar. It's less than roiv that it's going to be in a keva. Zachar Shem Bayichai. Once there's a zachar, the uber you don't have to worry about. You know why? Because the uber is only going to be a problem if he's a zachar. And we go basa roiv, and roiv stodim tell me that it's not going to be a zachar. So because roiv tells me it's not going to be a zachar, so I don't have to worry about it. If I don't have to worry about it, so the whole thing is a moot point, and therefore it's not going to be an issue. Okay, that's in the event that there's one zachar. But what happens if cool in the keva is in the event that they were all nekevas, so then already this is not a svara. The reason this is not a svara in the event that they're all nekevas is because in the event that they're all nekevas, then a man of shach, if it's a zachar or if it's a nekeva, there's going to be a problem. Why? If it's a zachar, what's going to happen? The zachar is going to yarshin. So if the uber is a zachar, then obviously the uber is going to be a Yerush. In the event that it's going to be a Nekeva, Nekeva b'makim Nekeva is also going to Yarshin. So therefore the Gemara says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds that once there's a Zachar, the halacha is that you don't have to worry about the Uber. In the event that they're all Nekevas, that's when it's going to be an issue. So again, let's see Rav Shimon bar Yochai's Lashon one more time inside, and then we'll see it in the signal of the Gemara. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, Zacharim yoichlu. If there's one Zachar, so then the halacha is the Abdi Tzayim Barzal that eat. In the event that they were only kevis, lo yoichlu. So then the halacha is that they're not able to eat. Why? Shemi yimotze uber zachar, because we're afraid that maybe the uber is going to be a zachar. The aim lebanis b'makom aben klumen. In the event that it's a zachar, then the daughters don't yarshin anyways. If the daughters don't yarshin, the zachar yarshins. Who's the zachar? Is the uber? Then you're gonna have Rabbi Yossi's halacha. So the Gemara says, "My Yir Yishem Yimatzu Uber Zachar." Why does Shemay Yochai have to say that the issue is that maybe the uber is going to be a zachar? If the uber is a zachar and the children that are alive, the meaning that were born already, are all nekevos, so then the children don't get anything. The uber is the one that's going to get everything. Typically, the nekeva nami pasla. Even if this uber was a nekeva, it would be the same halacha. Because even if it's a nekeva, it's going to yarsh it together with the other nekevos. That's what we said before. It's a mamon of shach. So if it's going to yarsh it together with the other nekevos, then it's going to be a problem. So the Gemara says, enoch nami chadava oit kamar. Even though Rav Shimon bar Yochai said Shemi Yimatze Uber Zacher, he didn't mean Shemi Yimatze Uber Zacher Dafka. He meant Ad Zacher Ad Nekeva Chada. He meant to say the Nekeva Nami Bas. In the event it's in a keva, so being that all the children that were born are Nekevas, now she just gave birth to maybe another Nekeva, or the Uber's in a keva. So Nekeva B'makom Nekeva Yarshins, and because the Nekeva B'makom Nekeva Yarshins, therefore it's going to be Pasla. Okay, va'oid, and additionally, shem yimatzu uba zacher. Plus, there's always the possibility that maybe it's going to be a zacher. And if it's going to be a zacher, ein lebanus b'makom aben klum. And in the event that it's a zacher, the banus are going to end up getting nothing. The Ritva speaks out that this is a little different than chada va'oid kamar. Usually, chada va'oid kamar has its two reasons, right? Chada, number one, you have this reason. Va'oid, you have another reason. This is not a chada va'oid. This is a maman of shach. You need both of the reasons. Being that say if it's a zacher, say if it's in a keva, the halacha is the uber is going to be a yairish. So it comes out that al pi roiv, you're going to have a Yerush, and being that Rav Shimon bar Yochai be a Soide, holds like Rabbi Yossi, so therefore you're going to end up having Rabbi Yossi's Shita. I'll be afraid to Gemara Kasha. Klum Zacharim Yoichlu. In the event that there's one Zachar, so what's the halacha? Then we don't worry about the Uber. Afraid to Gemara, Iko Uber, what happened to the Uber? So Gemara explains what we just spoke out. It's because Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds, we're not Chai Shlom Yuta, and because we're not Chai Shlom Yuta, so you're worried about that little tzad, because of that tzad, that's not something you're going to worry about. Maybe Rav Shimon bar Yochai is Chayish Lamiyuta. Now, if Rav Shimon bar Yochai is Chayish Lamiyuta, so why if there's one Zachar, you don't worry about the Uber? A Vifl, Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds Be'etzim like Rabbi Yossi, that the Uber is Kaina, and as a result, all the Sfaras that the Gemara said in Rabbi Yossi, so why if there's one Zachar, is it not a problem? And if you're Chayish Lamiyuta, so there's certainly a very, very strong possibility the child is going to be a Zachar. So the Gemara says, the Avdina Le Takanta Krav Nachman or Mashmoz. Because Rav Shimon bar Yochai held that the Chachamim made a Takana for the Yarshin, And really, based on a halacha that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shul, Rav Nachman said in the name of Shul, Yisoyim Shabbat Lachdu Ginachsei Aviyim, in the event that a man dies and he left over Yisoyim, the Yisoyim were Ketanim, and they're coming to make a chaluka. So Bezdin Amidin Lam Apotropist. So Bezdin appoints an apotropist. They appoint someone to be in charge of the Yerusha. Each Yerush, each Yasim gets his own apotropist, and he represents him, and his job is to make sure that they're going to be taken care of. Higdilu, in the event or when these children get older, they have a right to be moicha. They could say, I'm not happy with the job that my representative did on my behalf. Nachman, he said, no, Higdilu, and Yechayim Limchais. They can't be moicha, because in Cain, if you're going to be Bezdin always has to be a little bit better. But what do you see from here? You see, there's a concept that Bezdin was Avdina Leitakanta, that they used to look out for the Yitzayim, they used to look out for the Yarshim. So much so, they would appoint an apotropos. This was all on the dime of Bezdin, and they would make sure that they were properly taken care of. So you see that Bezdin went out of their way to be of the takanta on behalf of the assignment. So Taina's the Gemara, V'iba Yisema. Maybe Rav Shimon Baichai holds that really Yichai Shlom Yivta. And you worry that maybe this Uber is a Zachar. And if this Uber is a Zachar, so then you're going to end up having a problem. Okay. However, the Rabbanan were of the takanta. What the Rabbanan did was, they said, I don't want the Uber to be kind of the Avadim. Let the Avdei Tzoyim Barzel belong to the other brothers, so that the Uber doesn't get in the way, so that the regular Kinyan Kaspay of the Yarshim's like this, they'll be able to eat Truma. There's an Uber in the picture. The Uber's going to Yarshin something else. He'll Yarshin a field. So he's going to end up getting something else. Now, why would we manipulate the Yachloiku? Because you see, Bezdin does that. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, there's already a precedent for such a Mahalach when it comes to divvying up Nechse Yisoyim. So to make a takanta for the assignment, this is something that we would do. Now, why would this be a takanta for the assignment? Why does this even matter? The teretz is because truma was always cheaper than chulin was. The reason is because supply and demand. There's less people that can eat truma. And as a result, it's just mominous-wise, financially, it's a billiger meichel. It's a heiliger meichel, but financially, it's a cheaper meichel. And because it's a cheaper meichel, so we're actually doing the Yosoimim a toiva if you allow them to give their avodim when they have to feed them lunch this truma. So in the spirit of dina leitakanta, this is what they would do. So lo'olam das pshana Rav Shimon Baichai. Pshana Rav Shimon Baichai is that be'etzim he would hold like Rabbi Yosi. He holds that the uber really should get in the way. However, in the event that this one boy wants this one zachar, so then what we do is we're avdina leitakanta. We say don't worry about the uber. The uber is not going to be a problem. Now Rashi asks the obvious question. Rashi says, so if the yisoid of Rav Shimon is because of Dina Leitakanta, so why is it only of Dina Leitakanta in the event that there was a ban? Why, if it was Kula Nekeva, it says the Halacha Lo Yoichlu because of the Uber, so you should make the same of Dina Leitakanta, Zok Rashi, and Rashi's Teretz, not just the Teretz, but Rashi's Teretz brings out the whole Rav Shimon Bayichai. And that is, says Rashi, the only time Chazal were able to make the Takana is when there was a ban. But when they were Kula Nekeva, they couldn't do that. You know why? Because what happens if the Uber's Taka a ban? If the Uber is a ban, it comes out he's the only Yerush. If he's the only Yerush, what are you going to do? You're going to tell him to take the Sadis? I'm supposed to get everything. And the you on the Tzad, it's in the Kevo. So it's Yach Loiku between everybody else. So then you could do it. But in the Tzad, not. And the Emes says, Rashi doesn't say this. But it's Pasha. Rashi expected us to understand this. And that is, if you go back to Rav Shimon Baichai, and this is the same of the Gemara, it's mamish beautiful. Let's see it inside. Rav Shimon Baichai, man, Rav Shimon Baichai said, Zacharim Yoichlu, in the event that there's one Zachar, the way Rashi changed the Gerus, and then they could eat. Why? Either an Uber because of Dina Leitakanta. Don't worry about it. Kula Nekevis Lo Yoichlu. But if they're only Kevis, not, why? Shema Yimatze Uber Zachar. Because maybe it's going to be a Zachar. What did Gemara ask? Gemara asked the Kasha, Shema Yimatze Zachar. What if it's in a Keva? Lefizet Smoridig. Because it's Dafk if it's a Zachar, it's a problem. Because the whole issue is it might be a Zachar. If it's a Zachar, he's the only Yarush, you can't make a Takana of him to lose out. On the side that it would have been in a Keva, it wouldn't be a problem. The first Mahalach of the Gemara, where the Gemara understands that Rav Shimon Baichai is based on Chayshin Lemiyuta, Loi Chayshin Lemiyuta. So you can't just say Shema Yimatze Zachar, it's Shema Yimatze in a Keva Vizachar. So the Gemara said, Anachanami Chada Void Kamra. The Gemara meant both. Now they're all in a Keva, so Chada, maybe a Nachanekeva. Void, there's always a chance it's going to be a Zachar. And that's what the Gemara meant. Chadava Oid, the Gemara meant Maman of Shach. But in Ibai, same in the Gemara, it's mamish beautiful. So really, what we have is we have two Mahalchim head on the stamp, Shana Rav Shimon Baichai.
Rav Shimon bar Yochai be'etzem holds of everything Rabbi Yossi holds of. But at the same time, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that the only time Rabbi Yossi's halacha is again in Benegeya is if it was kula nekevis. Once there's one zacha in the picture, at that point you don't have to worry about it. The question is why the Gemara said two mahachim, Iba Yoseimo and Iba Yoseimo. The first Iba Yoseimo of the Gemara is that it could be it's because Rav Shimon bar Yochai held that being that statistically speaking, the chances of the Uber being a Zohar is less than Roiv, it's a Tzad Amiyot, and only if it's a Zohar is it going to get in the way. Pshim is Nachai Shlomiyuta, and because it's Nachai Shlomiyuta, that's why it's not going to be a problem. That's the first Teretz of the Gemara. The second Teretz of the Gemara, the Iba Yisem is, it's because Reb Shimon bar Yochai held that Avdina Leitakanta, and being that Avdina Leitakanta, we're going to make a Takana over here, and the Takana is going to be that the Uber should yarshin something other than the Avde Tzayim Barizel. Why? It's like this, they should be able to feed them Truma, which is cheaper. And like this, it's going to end up saving the Yisrael money. Now, why would Rabbi Yossi argue? So what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? So in the first Malach of the Gemara, could be the Pshan Rabbi Yossi is, because Rabbi Yossi maybe is Chai Shlom Yuta. The whole Rabbi Shimba Yechai is predicated on not being Chai Shlom Yuta. We know Ramey was Chai Shlom Yuta. So maybe Rabbi Yossi was also Chai Shlom Yuta. In the second Teretz of the Gemara, you would argue that why would Rabbi Yossi argue, probably because he didn't hold of Avdina Leitakanta. This is something Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Mechatesi. So with that recap, we just finished this part of the Gemara. And that is, says the Gemara, Lema, should we assume the Rav Nachman Tanoihi? Meaning, the way the Gemara explained it in the second Iba Yisayim of the Gemara, that what's the Yisayim of Rav Shimon bar Yochai of Avdina Leitakanta? And we just spoke out. If that's the case, what's Rav Yossi hold? The Chaira. He would probably hold of Avdina Leitakanta. Now Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. So when Rav Nachman said it, was he really getting involved in a machloikas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? And by the way, it's a little bit of a problem because if it's only Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that holds that way, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that way, we know the rule. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi, kineg Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, for two reasons. Number one, Rabbi Yossi is the muka imoy. Number two, that loch is not like Rabbi Shimon. Now, the truth is, this brisa is one of the rare brises where it's not Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. We've spoken out right in the past that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, maybe we do paskin like. But either way, says the Gemara, do we have to say that Rabbi Nachman didn't? That Rav Nachman's halacha is really machlekes. The Gemara says, "Loi de kuli am isel de Rav Nachman." Maybe Rav Nachman will tell you everybody holds like me, Rav Nachman. So what's the machlekes? Rav Yisrael Shimon bar Yochai, v'hakam chayshin lemiyuta gemivlegi. It's the first Iba Yisema in the Gemara, and they're arguing whether chayshin lemiyuta, which by the way is fascinating because the sugi of chayshin lemiyuta is one of the big sugis in Shas, and it's always Rameyer that was chayshin lemiyuta. And what comes out from our Gemara is something kedai to remember. It's not just Rameyer that was chayshin lemiyuta, but Kubi was also Rav Yossi in one Iba Yisema in the Gemara, specifically in Rav Nachman. It would come out that Rav Yossi was also Chayesh Lemiyuta. Either way, moving along in the Braisa. So we now understand Rav Yossi, that's the first sheet in the Braisa. We understand Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who's the third sheet in the Braisa. By the way, two pshatim in Rav Yossi, two pshatim in Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Now we have the middle sheetah, that's the sheet of Rav Shmuel bar Yossi. So Rav Shmuel bar Yossi, Rav Yossi's son, who said in the name of his father, he said one line. What was his line? Rav Shimon bar Yossi, Oymer b'shem Aviv, Habas Michael, Haben Einoy Michael. Which at first glance sounds like that in the event that he dies, he lives over a wife that's a Muberes, but there was a child. If the child was a Bas, so then the halach is, the Bas will be Michael. In the event that the child was a Ben, the Ben is going to be Einoy Michael. So the Gemara says, Michael, Ben Delay Michael. Why is it that a Ben's not Michael? I guess Mishum Chelko Yishal Uber, obviously because of the Uber. And by the way, this is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, we know, is worried about the Uber. So Luchayr, it's the Uber. So if that's the case, Bas Nami Lo Itachu Mipnei Chelko Yishal Uber. So if that's the case, the Bas also shouldn't be able to be Michael because of Chelko Yishal. What's the difference between the Ben and the Bas? Amar Abaya, Abaya said Hachem and Nechasim Muatan Askin. We're talking about where when the man died, he left over Nechasim Muatan. He left over very, very little nechasin, who could go into Iker Ben Bahadi Bas, and not just that, there wasn't just a Bas, but there was a Bas and a Ben, which is a little Iker Chaser, right? Habas Meichel, Haben, Enei Meichel. The Bas had a Ben also. Okay, and it's for that reason the Uber doesn't get in the way. Why? Because Manav Shach. I hide the Ma'abra Benhu, in the event that this Uber is a Ben, like Adif Mehai Dekai, then this Ben is not better than the Ben that's there. And just like the Ben that's there doesn't have the ability to Yarshin, so the Uber is also not going to have the ability to Yarshin. And we should speak this out. Right, what's the halacha? Let's back up one step. What's the halacha in the event that a man dies, leaves over sons and daughters? So, the sons Yarshin, the daughters don't Yarshin.
There's something called a shtar chatzi zachar, which the Kadmonim already talked about. But the bottom line is that mi ikar adin, based on the halachas of nachlas, it's the sons that yarshin, the daughters don't yarshin. However, the halach is that the daughters are yozoinu. They get to be supported from the estate of the man that died. What happens if the man died? He left over nechassim muatin. There were very little nechassim. So then the halach is the banim are out of the picture. The banim are yozoinu. They get whatever they need to get to be supported. And as far as the boys go, they're not going to end up getting anything. So Abai just made an akimta. His akimta was that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was talking about a case where there was a bas and there was a ben and there were nechassim muatin. So the significance of the nechassim muatin is that really the bas is the only one that's supposed to get. Based on that, he sent a man of shach. In the event that the Uber is going to be a ben, so then that ben's not going to be any better than the ben that's here now. And just like the ben that's here now doesn't get anything, so the Uber's not even going to get anything. And ibasi, and in the event that she's a bas, why is she eating? It's only because of the takanas rabbanon. So being that she wasn't born yet, so there's no reason for us to make the takanas rabbanon. So for that reason, the only one that's going to end up getting is the bas. I mean, that the only one's going to end up getting the bas. That's where the halacha is a bas Michael. So the Rabbi Yossi holds that the Uber is a problem. This is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi talking in the name of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi obviously is going with the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. He's going to sheet Rabbi Yossi. That's where the ben, if there was a son, it's going to be a problem. Why? Because the Uber is going to get in the way. When there's a bas, it's not going to be a problem because we're talking about an akim to hacha b'maya skin where it was nechassim muatin. I mean, that it was nechassim muatin. So therefore, only the bas gets b'makim ben. Maybe the Uber is a bas. The Chachamim didn't make the takana of nechassim muatin. Everything goes to the bas in the event that the bas wasn't born yet, and therefore the bas is going to get everything. Now, one thing again, just shot in the Gemara that's worth just drilling down on a drop more. Abaye made two akimtas. Abaye said when Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said habas meichel. Number one, nechassim muatin. Number two, what did he say? Ukegoin zum Beispiel deike ben bahadi bas. It's talking about where there was a son. Why do you have to say that? Why did you need Abaye to say there was also a son? What's the punchline of the way Abaye is explaining Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi? It was nechassim muatin. There's a daughter. There's also an Uber. The Uber could be either a boy or a girl. If it's a boy, it's going to the girl. If it's a girl, it's going to only this girl. So if that's the case, why do you have to make the kim to going to ikka ben bahadi bas? And the truth is, it's a big chiddush what he's saying. It's a tremendous akimta. It's not what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said. I said bas Michael, ben eno Michael. Oh, but the teretz is pashet. The teretz, as Zok Rashi is that the reason there had to be a ben there is mamish moiridik. You know why? Because being that there was a ben, so it comes out that the only reason the bas is yarshining is because of the takana of nechassim muatin, the daughters get everything. Being that it's only because of the takana, but she's not yarshining me'ikar adin, there's a mamon of shach. If the Uber's a ben, the ben's not going to get anyways because of the takana that it goes to the daughter. And the daughter, in the event that's what it is, if it's a girl, she's not included in the takana. But if all there would have been was a bas, like the lashon of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, so it would come out that why is the daughter yarshining? Not because of the takana, she's yarshining because she's the only yarish. If that's the case, the Uber on the tzad, it's a bas, would also yarshin. Because she's dochter zelba tochter. So if she's the zelba tochter, it's nothing to do with the takana. If it's nothing to do with the takana, she's a yoyrish. I'm a zakel ubers kana. You're going to mess up the whole situation. So therefore, Abaye had to say two things. He had to make two akimtas. Number one, it's the chasim muat. And number two, there was a ban. Because there's a ban, so the bas is not yanshinim b'toyres yerusha. Oh, she's not yanshinim b'toyres yerusha. She's only getting mitzad the takanas chachamim. Oh, so if that's the case, it comes out of one of shach, it's not going to be a problem. But it was important that Abaye added that knage, because otherwise, in the event that it was a bas, anyways, it would have been a problem. Faith the Gemara b'maya kimta b'nechassim muatin. Abaye basically said that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's case is talking about where there were nechassim muatin. Ema seifa, take a look at the seifa. Rabbi Shimon Baichai was the next shita, and he said that in the event that they were cool on nekevos, talachas lo yoichlu. Why shem yimatzei ha'uber zachar? Because we're afraid that maybe the Uber is going to be a zacher. Ve'in lebanos b'makom ben klum. And the halach is the banos aren't going to get anything if it's a zacher. Faith the gemara adar rabba nechassim muatin. The banos neno. In the event that it's nechassim muatin, you're worried about maybe the child is going to be a zacher. If it's a zacher, then the child gets nothing. It's fakered. It's an adar rabba. If it's an akeva, so that's when maybe you would have a problem. But if it's a zacher, you certainly wouldn't have a problem. You have a lesser problem if it's a zacher than you do if it's an akeva. Meaning, if you're making Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi be talking about where it was nechassim muatin, you would think Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is going behemshach He's also discussing the case where it was nechasim mutar, but the Gemara says no seifa aslan nechasim merubin. Rosh Hashim Reichai is just stating his shita, and Echanami, his shita is negeya where it's nechasim merubin, and he was laying out what his shita was, which we already discussed at length, what it would be in the event that it was nechasim merubin. Oh, but the Gemara has one problem with this. The Gemara says, so basically what you're telling me is that in the event that there's nechasim mu'atin, so then the halacha is the ober doesn't shter. And the reason the ober doesn't shter is because everything goes to the banos. Mitzad etakonos chachamim, l'may nafgemina, the avdei tzoyin barzel, I'm going to be able to eat. But the Gemara says, nechasim mu'atin, the banos ninu, is that true? Nechasim mu'atin go to the banos. Now the Gemara knows it goes to the banos. But the Gemara says, does it belong physically, chayshem mishpadig, to the banos? Then in the event that the yisoyim, meaning the banim, sold nechasim mu'atin, so the halach is that the mechir is in effect, mashem machru machru. So what do you see from here? That who really owns it? The banim really own it. It's not the banis that own it. There's just a takanas chacham that the banis get to keep it and they get to eat from it. But you want to know that if they own it, they don't own it. So in, who really owns it? The banim are the ones that own it. So in the event that the banim are the ones that own it, so it comes out then that in the event that this uber is going to be a ben, so the uber is going to be Irish. So then you're going to have a problem of Mezakala Uber, the problem of Ben Eni Michael, Uber Eni Michael, the problem of Rabbi Rav Yosef. If you can have Shitas Rav Yosef, you'd end up having a problem. Meaning the Gemara's teretz of Nechasim Mu'atin only plays out, it's only something that works in the event. It only works in the event that we assume that when it's nechasim mu'atin, it belongs to the banos. But if you're telling me that it's just a schus achila that they have, but really who owns it? The banim own it. Then klape the dinim of Kinyan Kaspay and the dinim of nechasim tzayim barzel, nechasim mu'atin shouldn't be able to help me. So Mar says, you're right. Ela mai bas tiktani. You know what bas means? Aim. That's what it means. It means not a bas meichel, a beha'im meichel. Nish to talk to the mama. The mama is going to be able to be meichel. What does it mean? The mama is going to be able to be meichel. What it means is nechsem alug. It means that the mother's own avodim, her avdei malug, are going to be able to eat. What does it mean? A ben einay meichel. A ben einay meichel means whatever belongs to the banim are not going to be able to eat. So whatever belongs to the mother will be able to eat. Whatever belongs to the banim will not be able to eat. What belongs to the mother, the avdei malug, they'll be able to eat. What belongs to the husband who died, and now the banim, that's the avdei tzayim barzel, then Agnes, if that's the case, it's mamish Rabbi Yosi. Meaning, we know Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, even though we called it a third shita, was going in Rabbi Yosi. But the problem is, this is mamish Rabbi Yosi. He didn't add one thing over what Rabbi Yosi said. Rabbi Yosi, even though the Mishnah didn't say it, but Rabbi Yosi in the Braisa said clearly, the avdei malug are eating truma, the avdei tzayim barzel are not eating. So if that's the case, for the Gemara, it's mamish Rabbi Yosi, why would it even be a second line item? Gemara says, you're right. Kulu Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, Ktani, that was really all Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi was saying over Rabbi Yosi, and he added this one knesh, even though it was just like it was a little redundant, but the point is, at a chanami, it's really not a third shita. But the bottom line is what we have is a geshmak halacha. We're discussing what happens in the event that Bas Yisrael was married to a kohen and then the kohen died. What's the halacha with regards to the avdei melug and the avdei tzayim barzel? The Mishnah said, the first Mishnah of the parak said very clearly, say the avdei melug and say the avdei tzayim barzel are able to eat truma. The avdei melug eat because of the schus of the mother, the woman. The avdei tzayim barzel eat because of the schus of the husband. The question is, what happens when the husband dies? What's going to be the halacha then? So what emerged was that the avdei melug are going to be able to continue to eat because they anyways belong to the woman. If they belong to the woman, she didn't die, so nothing really changed as far as she's concerned. Where the shaila would be is as it relates to the avdei tzayim barzel. Would the avdei tzayim barzel be able to eat? Would they not be able to eat? So in the event that he left over banim, so then the halach is for sure they're going to be able to eat. In the event that he left over no children, but she's a mi'uberes, or in the event that he left over children and she was a mi'uberes, that's where it gets interesting. That's where it gets a little bit complicated. And really the maskana, there's two shitas in the Gemara. The shita's Rabbi Yosi and there's the shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And they both fundamentally agree that the uber really has a chelik in these avdei tzayim barzel. And because he has a chelik in these avdei tzayim barzel, that poses an issue for the avdei tzayim barzel. Why would it be an issue? It was an ibayah in the Gemara. It was machlokes Rabbi Yosef. Either because uber v'mei zara is a zar, so it comes out one of the shutfin in the avdei tzayim barzel is really a zar, or it could be yulud meichel, she'en yulud ene meichel. The Gemara said an afkamina, what would be if it was an uber v'mei kayenes? But the bottom line is that for sure the uber gets in the way of these avdei tzayim barzel being able to eat truma. So what was the machlokes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yosi? What emerged from the Gemara was, the machlokes was, in the event that the
man died and he left over a zachar. He left over one zachar. Doesn't have to be more than that. Even though the lashon of the Gemara is kulam zachar, but he left over one zachar. And he left over one zachar. Then it already was machloikus between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. According to Rabbi Yosi, the halach is if there's an ober, there's an ober. Doesn't matter what the situation is. The halach is she's never going to be able. The avdi tzayim baraz will not be able to eat truma. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds that in the event that there's a zachar, at that point the halach is the avdi tzayim baraz would be able to eat truma. Now if there's no zachar kulam nekevus, I agree Rabbi Yosi with all your lamdas. But if there's one zachar, not. The question is why. Why does that change anything? And the Gemara said, either because Rav Shimon bar Yochai was not chayish limiyuta, in which case it would mean that the machloikis Rabbi Yosi, Rav Shimon bar Yochai is chayish limiyuta, lei chayish limiyuta. What was the miyut over here? Because Rav Shimon bar Yochai is gonna taina that what are you worried about the Uber? The Uber is only a problem if it's a ban. If you go bus arrive, it's not gonna be a ban. Whereas Rabbi Yosi, no, I'm chayish, maybe it's a ban, and because he's chayish limiyuta. Iba is saying, but the Gemara said maybe Shana Reb Shimon bar Yochai is because Reb Shimon bar Yochai holds over the Rabbanan takanta li assignment. The Rabbanan made takanta li assignment. They said, what are you worried about the Ober? We'll make sure the Ober doesn't get any of the Avadim. And like this, you'll be able to feed the Avadim Truma, which financially is beneficial to be able to do. What does Reb Yosi hold? He holds why Avdina takanta. Really, it was Reb Nachman's Chiddush, and the Gemara is not Muchach. Everybody holds that way. But really, what emerges is from the Gemara is that everyone seemed to hold of the Chiddush Be'etzim of Reb Yosi, even though we had. So you have to know how that plays out. Lamaskana Sagamara. But the bottom line is Machlokes Rabbi Yosi, Reb Shimon, and everyone agrees to the premise of Rabbi Yosi Shita. The Shail is in a more nuanced case where there was one zachar, and what's the machlokes? Chashinu lemiuta, lei chashinu lemiuta, or avdina le takanta, or loy avdina le takanta.